Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and get the bids and purchases meeting started here. First committee put us behind the eight ball, but we will catch up. All right. Item number one is approval of the minutes of October 3rd meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, ayes have it. Public comment period. This is opportunity for the public to comment on any information they would like. Anybody from the public? All right, and we will move on. Item number three is approval of engineering consultant services necessary to support townwide infrastructure projects. And I'll defer to whoever it may concern here at the head table.
Hi, Mr. Santos. This is on-call professional engineering consulting services for our transportation-related projects. We solicited a RFQ for qualifications. We had a three-member evaluation committee that reviewed the responses. We received 18 responses to the solicitation. The team selected 8 firms to conduct interviews with. And based upon those interviews, staff recommended award to 5 firms to be our on-call firms. And the order provided Stantec Consulting Services, CDM Smith, Johnson, Marin, and Thompson, Inc., JMT referred to, STV Incorporated, and Mead and Hunt. And based upon staff's recommendation, we request permission to enter into an agreement with these 5 firms to be our on-call consultant for transportation projects. The initial term be 12 months, and have the option to renew for 4 additional months for a total not to exceed 60 months.
Okay. Committee?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Rick, I just got a question about, you know, how the on-call status will work, number one, and, you know, need to know the cost and why the projections are not to exceed 5 years.
Well, for each project, we would ask the firms, for each project, we would ask the firms at that time to submit a proposal. And if we have a Fed project, we would go to Stantec Consulting Service, where it's non-town funding. For the others, we would use the selected firm for negotiations based on their qualification, skills, experience for that specific project. And for your other question had to do with the cost. 5 years. Yes, the town standard term is 5 years per code.
Okay. Is this a open-ended negotiation?
Yes. So for each project that we can't award initially based on pricing, we don't even ask for pricing because we're not allowed to in the request qualifications process. We just evaluate the firms based on the qualifications, skills, and experience, and get those firms on call. And then when we have a specific project, then we ask them to submit a proposal for that, which would at that time include cost, and we would negotiate with that firm. And if it's successful, we move forward with the contract. If it's not, then we go to the next firm.
We don't have any in-house estimate on what the cost may or may not be. Maybe.
For that specific project at that time, we do.
You do?
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm not a big fan of open-ended contracts. I'd like to know, even if we get to a point where it's a not-to-exceed number, maybe something more that I could digest. I would prefer to see not-to-exceed.
When those contracts do come that we have and we use one of the on-call firms, at that time, typically, if the cost is estimated to be $100,000 over, we do bring that recommendation to you. So after we negotiate with the firm, get their proposal, negotiate, then we would bring that recommendation at that time to award that contract to you.
Okay, good. Thank you. That was my next question was, once you decide to do that, to bring it back to us rather than just to move forward. But at the end of the day, I think the buck stops with us. This doesn't go to council. It stops with us. So we gotta kind of act, you know, in that capacity, so to speak. So I think, and we heard a lot about transparency at the last meeting, we would like to make sure we continue that through the Bids and Purchases Committee.
Yes, sir.
I'll make a motion if it's all right.
Absolutely.
I'll move that we do accept these five firms in the rank order as presented for approval by council to take on our jobs for the next 12 months.
I'll second.
All right, any further discussion? Any discussion, anybody from the audience? All right, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. All right, approval of on-call contractors for the repair of stormwater infrastructure.
Yes, sir. This is for stormwater pipe repairs and rehabilitation, just not pipe, includes ditch cleaning as well. This was solicited using our request for proposals method. We do get pricing with the responses and negotiate those. We received four responses to our solicitation. The committee selected all firms to bring in for interviews. Following interviews, the committee unanimously voted to submit a recommendation to negotiate with IPR Southeast, Southeast Pipe, and Utility Asset Management. The recommendation is to award a primary and secondary, except for the section F. You'll see it has no secondary. Committee didn't recommend secondary for that one. It's not used that often. The recommendation would be to select to use the firms as the order provided there with the primary and the secondary. You have those different repair and rehabilitation methods, and those are listed there as sections B through I on the form. And we would use those, we would use these on-call contractors as those, that specific work came up. And so therefore, committee asks permission to negotiate with the firms in that order, and if a negotiation is successful, to enter into agreements with those firms as their on-call contractors.
Okay, you know, once again, I would like to, if they are successful, to come, maybe come back to the committee and let us know so that before you do that, I just think that's prudent. Okay, committee, anything?
Just, Rick, can you explain CIPP and CCCP?
Yes, sir, I sure can. Those are different repair methods. The
cure and replace plan.
The CIPP is most used. That's cured in place pipe. That's where they put a flexible tube, a resin flexible tube, inside the pipe to repair it. And you want me to go through all of them?
No, no, just those first two.
Okay. And the other method is CCP repair method. And that's where they use a centrifugal type method, and it goes around and sprays concrete liner inside the pipe to repair it.
To the thickness prescribed under the guidance of civil engineer.
Yes, sir.
Anything else, committee?
Yeah, if you don't mind. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a quick question about, do we have a map indicating each section outlined? I'd like to see kind of where these remediation projects are, because of the, and Councilman Carey brought up a good point with the CIPP as well as the CCCP. The difference in those are the diameters of the pipe, right?
Yes.
So you've got a smaller diameter with the CIPP versus the CCCP.
Correct.
Right, so.
Yes, sir. This is an on-call contract, so we're setting up on-call contract so we don't have to solicit for these repairs every time. So we would have this on-call contract for a term of 12 months with the option to renew it as well for a total of 60. So when we have a specific repair for like CIPP, then we would go to the contractor that is primary first and have them give us repair that work. If they're not available, then we would go to the secondary contractor.
But we don't have any current locations about where that's going to take place?
No, sir. These are just to be on call.
Okay. I got you.
Yes.
All right.
Just a question. I've never seen this process before. I mean, is this a first?
Well, it's the first RFP that we've had for this specific service. If you recall, we piggybacked off the Hilton Head's contract, they had a similar type contract. We piggybacked off of it. It worked well. And so now we're going with our own contract. The RFP method to select the process for, select vendors for this work is common. That's the type of solicitation we would use.
And as Rick said, we did get pricing on these, so that was part of the decision. So anytime we know the pricing, they would submit back to us, and if it's more than $100,000, we certainly bring it back to you.
Right. Gotcha. Thank you.
You know, once again, I'd be, if you would just keep us up to speed on what it is, whether it's over or under $100,000, we would appreciate that so we could kind of keep an eye on it. Because like I said, this doesn't go to council, so kind of the buck stops with us, and we just want to make sure we got folks like this one here that's pretty good with this kind of stuff, and I'd like to have him as well be able to help me out with it some too. So.
Please.
I mean, I don't want him to come back on every little thing.
I know, and we don't have to do any of this. Yeah. This is all about, this is a style of procurement that has worked well for our transportation projects. And it aligns with the transportation project that council has approved as part of our CIP. This brings us speed and competition together.
Right.
And if an on-call situation is not something that council is comfortable with, we can bring every project for every repair to council. This is speed. This is all about speed and efficiency.
I'm okay with it. I just think that we should be kept up on what's going on with it, just so that we know. I mean, that's all I'm asking for. I'm not asking to hold anything up. Certainly speed, and a lot of times in situations like this, you need speed.
Yeah.
So I understand that. So I'm not trying to slow down the process. I'm just saying, just keep us up on what you're doing. That's all.
This is a mechanism, too, Mr. Chairman, that gives us the ability to act promptly and concisely and eliminates having to piggyback on somebody like Hilton Head in the future. So it would give us a little more control than just having whatever the cost that Hilton had was under, it would be transposed to us. So this is a great mechanism for us.
Yeah. I'm okay with it.
Yep. I'd like to make a motion, if I may, to recommend that we accept the staff recommendations on the negotiations of the contractors listed, if read and found correct.
I'll second that. For 12 months.
Yes.
Any further comments? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Award of contract to perform the Old Village Drainage Study.
Yes, sir. This was a request qualifications solicitation process. We solicited responses, and we received two responses. And the four-member selection committee evaluated the responses. And based upon the evaluations, staff request permission to enter into negotiations with Thomas and Hutton Engineering Inc. And should those negotiations be successful, we request permission to contract with the firm. If they are unsuccessful, then we request permission to negotiate with Applied Technology and Management. And this specific watershed study is specifically for Old Village.
Just a clarification, you're saying Old Village, but aren't we saying Old Mount Pleasant, all the way from Coleman over to the water?
Yes, sir.
Because the Old Village is Royal Avenue over.
Yeah.
So it's the entire Old Mount Pleasant area?
Yeah. Where's Camden?
Right. It is. That's correct.
Full extent.
Okay. So it's a misnomer here a little bit. I don't want to confuse, because that's a much bigger area that we're talking about.
Any further
Do you want to amend the verbiage?
Well, I think it's proper. It might get lost in translation if we don't say Old Mount Pleasant from Coleman Boulevard to the Atlantic Ocean or the harbor.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so noted.
Okay.
I'll move that we do accept Thomas and Hutton Engineering for the Old Village, Old Mount Pleasant water study. And it's going to be conducted right away. It's going to be negotiated right away.
Yes, sir.
Okay, for negotiations to begin immediately.
A second.
Okay, and I guess once again, I see here where you're talking about going to the next responsible qualified firm. You just keep us updated on what happens there, and that's all. That's all I really ask for is just to keep us apprised of you know the that you did go to them and you know what the cost is going to be and stuff. We appreciate that. Just information only. I don't want to slow the process down.
Yes, sir.
One other question, Rick. Do we think it's going to be under $100,000 or more?
Not sure. We haven't negotiated with them, but this may be over $100,000, and that's why we're bringing it to.
Okay. Very good. All right. So we got a motion.
And second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Award contract to perform water quality study of Shim Creek watershed area.
This specific watershed management plan, it's a solicitation that we did to select on-call firm, and they would perform watershed studies other than Shim Creek also. The primary at this time is Shim Creek, but they would be on call for other watershed areas throughout the town in the future. We received 9 responses from our solicitation. We had a 5-member selection committee. They reviewed the responses, and they selected 4 to bring in for interviews. We conducted the interviews, and based upon the interviews, staff recommended that we contract with Woodlands to be our on-call consultant and to perform the this initial study for Shim Creek area basin, and then that these firms will be on call for a period of 1 year with option to renew for 5 years. And as I stated, the initial term will be the initial agreement will be for the Shim Creek basin.
Okay.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. What differentiates Wildlands Engineering from Thompson Hutton, who we're using already?
Well, the committee felt that they were the most appropriate firm all the way around, based on their presentation and the qualifications.
Because they're a young firm, I think. They've been in existence for about 10 years or so.
So they're local.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Okay. Well,
Rick, the extent of it, can you give me some sort of, is it all of Coleman Boulevard down to the creek, all the way down Coleman? Or what's the area of concentration?
It's the full area. You know, from our conversations about stormwater, that we're increasingly responsible for pollutants, whether we have created them or not. And so this project, this consultant, will help us identify where those pollutants are coming from. So we may be focused in one area, but that may take the consultant somewhere else if that's the origin of the pollutant. So, but by and large, it's going to be associated somewhere around the Shim Creek area.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we accept the recommendations, selection committee's recommendations, and permission to enter into negotiations with the Wildlands Engineering to provide professional services for the development of a watershed management plan for Shim Creek.
I second that.
Good. And just once again, in event you have to go to the Davis and Floyd folks, if you just keep us updated on that, we certainly appreciate that. All right. Got a motion, got a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Ayes have it. Award contract for human resources management software.
Again, this is a request for proposals, method of solicitation. We received 4 responses. We have 5-member evaluation team, and the team decided to interview all 4 firms. Following the firms, they need to clarify some additional information from 2 of the firms, Paycheck Inc. and Ceridian. And they, we brought them in. They gave a presentation on their products. Based on the selection, based on the selection committee's recommendation, we would like to request permission to enter into negotiations with Ceridian. And should the negotiations be successful, to contract with the firm. And in the event they're not successful, to go to the next responsive firm, Paycheck.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I appreciate it. Yeah, I just want to thank all of the committee for your efforts in pulling this together, also a stormwater as well. You guys do a phenomenal job, and it's greatly appreciated by all of us. Other than that, I'm good.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we do award the human resources contract to Ceridian. Is that it, Ceridian?
Yes, sir.
I second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are adjourned and back on schedule.
Thank you.